University of Georgia TA who said white people might have to die faces expulsion. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 7, 2019. The University of Georgia may expel a teaching assistant and graduate student who went viral last January after saying that some white people might have to die in order to achieve racial justice. Among other racially charged statements, for allegedly omitting his arrest record from his admissions application. A teaching assistant at the University of Georgia, UGA, Aramiose Frimpong, who is also a graduate student, is facing expulsion over allegations that he had purposefully omitted a 2011 trespassing arrest from his admissions application, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The graduate student believes that the allegations over his admissions application are actually a veiled attempt to remove him from the university for his racially charged statements that were exposed to the public last January, adds the report. Ose Frimpong fell under scrutiny after a video surfaced of a UGA student confronting the teaching assistant over his anti-white social media posts. Ose Frimpong, who also suggested that violence should not be ruled out in the pursuit of racial justice, reacted to the backlash he received by doubling down on his statements regarding race and violence. UGA had initially responded to the controversy with a statement saying that the school condemns the advocacy or suggestion of violence in any form, adding that racism has no place on campus, and that the school has been vigorously exploring all legal options. In April, Ose Frimpong defended himself at a packed hearing against allegations that he had violated the student code of conduct, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, adding that the graduate student had waived his federal privacy rights, which allowed for public access to the hearing. The report had also noted that Ose Frimpong was accused of omitting information on his UGA graduate school application by neglecting to disclose that he had previously studied at the University of Chicago and that he had been previously arrested. The university had reportedly received an anonymous call that Ose Frimpong omitted mentioning that he was arrested in 2011 for his participation in an Occupy Wall Street protest while attending school at the University of Chicago, where he had been studying political science. Ose Frimpong argues that he answered the question on his graduate application correctly, because the judge had ended up dismissing the charges against him. "I don't know about this conspiracy, I'm hiding my arrest," said Ose Frimpong during the hearing. "I live a public life. I study philosophy because I think that white schools, churches, and families in America are internally incoherent and provide the resources for their own illegitimacy," continued Ose Frimpong in an additional tweet. "I study politics and psychology because illegitimacy isn't enough. We are going to need state guns," said the graduate student. Ose Frimpong went on to claim that racial justice has only been advanced after threatening white people with guns and budgets, and that schools resegregated when we stopped threatening them. "Know that you are dealing with folks who have been trained to be sociopaths," added Ose Frimpong, "so be prepared to take control of guns and budgets." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo and on Instagram.